If you'd like to hear a more in-depth version of this interview, you can go to the Voices for the Animals page at KBOO.FM. You'll also find a link to the SAC site there if you'd like to learn more about the issues facing our nation's animal shelters and rescues right now. For In-Depth and KBOO News, I'm Michelle Coppola reporting.
Listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming online at KBOO.FM.
Tune in every weekday morning from 5:30 to 7 a.m. for variations on the theme of folk music during KBOO's Folk Strip. Each morning brings you a different DJ and a wonderful variety of acoustic and roots music, both traditional and contemporary. You'll hear the latest from singer-songwriters, happy jigs and reels, bluesy folk, a sea shanty or two, some old favorites, local artists and artists from around the world, a touch of Cajun, a dose of indie, and a smidge of jug band. It's probably the best way on earth to wake up. So let us start your day with a smile. Again, that's every weekday morning from 5:30 to 7 a.m. for KBOO's folk music programs.
Here at KBOO, we honor the indigenous people whose traditional and ancestral homelands we stand on. The Multnomah, Kathlamet, Clackamas, Tomwater, Wetlala Bands of the Chinook, the Tualatin Kalapuya, and many other indigenous tribes and nations of the region of the Willamette River and that great river known as Shuaneku, Wimal, Nishaiwana, and Columbia. Many names for the living water force that has sustained this region for countless generations and provided phenomenal life to our blessed ecosystems. We believe it is important to acknowledge the ancestors of this land and to recognize that we are here because of the sacrifices forced upon them. In remembering these communities, we honor their legacy, their lives, and their descendants with the forming of relationships to each other and the living world.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. Across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell us Minden first then?
Hello, Portland. Happy New Year! It's another wonderful year in radio in Portland. Welcome to 2018. New year, new me. New show, new things. That's right. As we walk into the 41st year of Indian programming here on KBOO, yes, 41 years. Our 50-year anniversary is coming up. So we got a lot
planned. We got some good stuff planned for you. But for now, for today, we have friend of the show, Laura Reagan, joining us again. Laura Martinez joining us again. And she'll be talking about Indigenous roller derby, so stay tuned for that. And then, coming up a little bit later in the show, we have a new segment we're going to introduce. So let us know what your thoughts are, if you like it, or if we should try something else. Because again, new year, new me, we're going to be trying out a couple of different, maybe rotating segments as we form in our fourth year. In April, that'll mark 4 years of Rose City Native Radio. Boy, does time fly. So, speaking of early stages of Rose City Native Radio, we played this song, our first episode, I think, pretty early on. I love this one. This is Miss Christy Lee with Experience here on Rose City Native Radio.
Stetson, I know, hide the swallowing, quit sneak, quit snama. Thunder mistake, Hudson and White's Dominance and Stetson. I know I did Chicago and quits me, quits Nama. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Stetson, White, Stomatin, Stetson, I know, I dish following, quits me, quits Nama. Thunamistale, Stetson, White, Stomatin, Stetson, I know, I dish following, quits me, quits Nama.
Spiral, spinning in a flame pit, I'm a pyro. Sound in hands, we gone viral. In this round dance, native style. River current converging to electro, that's my hydro. Red boy, sad boy, welcome to my road. We up on the high road, red road, going red mode on a high note. Coming out of my throat, chakra boost, type to you, I'm a coyote. We shape shift into a bird and fly out. This flame, this spirit never dies out. Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out.
Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out.
Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out.
Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out.
Yo, the air to my diaphragm, where it connected. Spine roll as my body folds, I stand corrected. Releasing energy my body holds, I am protected. We can be servant to the land, so the land's respected. Take matter into our own hands from what man infected. Mind switching it up like we ambidextrous. We address the false sense when my bounce flexes. Because changing the world is on our microphone checklist. I am home, check this. Home of the homophobe, racist, and sexist. Oppressive behavior detected. Bird's eye of a frog is what my family crest is. Spirit is something that we all should not mess with. Why are two-legged still aggressive? Why are some people less festive? Why do Simney gets get arrested for giving us all their perspective when they were the children who were taken and neglected? Reclaiming of identity will soon be perfected by intergenerational survivors affected. Every life was born introspective, but industrial living became way too defective. And I swear that that's their objective. No matter which political party gets elected, honor our Mother Earth before we wreck it and put that stain upon the silence. Samuel Beckett.
Welcome to the struggle, to the struggle.
We love to protest, man, and that fire's awakened in a lot of us. We live in a crazy time. It's beautiful. Life is a beautiful struggle.
That was Mob Bounce with Welcome to the Struggle, and before that, Miss Christy Lee rapping in her indigenous language with Experience. Joining us on the show, friend of the show, Laura Martinez. Laura, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. So, Laura, you are here today to tell us about Indigenous Roller Derby.
Yes, I am.
Yes. So, Laura is the co-coach of Team Indigenous, which is an Indigenous Roller Derby team with folks from all across the U.S. Is that correct?
No, it is not just the United States.
Oh.
So, Team Indigenous Roller Derby is representing three continents and more than 20 different Indigenous nations in including people from the United States, Canada, Argentina, and New Zealand.
Oh, wow. That's, wow. Okay, that's bigger than I thought. Wow.
Yeah.
So tell us how you got involved and a little bit about the team.
Well, so I've been in, my roller derby name is Diamond Dog. And I've been involved in roller derby for quite a few years. And former Portland resident who is going to be moving back to Portland in a few months, I believe, Mick Swagger, who used to skate for Rose City Roller Derby in Portland, and has also skated for Victorian Roller Derby in Victoria, Australia. And she skated with Team USA in the last Roller Derby World Cup, which was 4 years ago in, Dallas. Yes, it was Dallas, Texas. And she kind of had this dream at that time, 4 years ago, to put together a World Cup team of world-class Indigenous skaters for the next Roller Derby World Cup, which is held generally every 4 years. And so I heard about it because I had... Mick has, like, always been my, like, Roller Derby idol because she was, like, the first Indigenous skater who I ever saw skating at, like, a high level in the championships and stuff. And I first heard about her when she went to the World Cup last time with Team USA. Somebody had said, hey, one of these skaters is Indigenous. And I'm like, oh, cool. And so I've, you know, was a fan of hers. And then I got to know her and became a friend of hers, which was awesome. And, you know, that's the great thing about roller derby too, is, you know, none of us are professional athletes. And so it's not like, football players or whatever, but we're still, there's still some amazing, like, world-class athletes. And so Mick had this dream to put together a Team Indigenous. And so I want to say it was several months ago, I'm in a Facebook group of roller derby skaters, Native American and First Nations roller derby skaters. There was a post in the group about it was basically like a Google poll thing where you had to fill out some information about, you know, trying to get a Team Indigenous for this World Cup. And so Mick submitted all of the stuff and all of the people who were interested in seeing a Team Indigenous, come to fruition. And, you know, we were accepted as a team for the World Cup this year. And we were among several new, I think, 19 or 20 new teams representing. We're the only team that doesn't represent an individual country. And then after we got accepted to be a team, we had to try out. And since we're all over the world, as I've mentioned, the way that we did our tryouts was we had to submit videos. And we could either submit a tryout video that, like, we created of us doing the different skills that they were looking for, or we could submit footage of us skating in roller derby bouts, which is what I did. I went through a couple bouts and I found particular jams where I, you know, thought that I was displaying the skills that they were looking for, played particularly well, and, you know, sent lots and lots of links to YouTube videos of, you know, at this second, watch here and here and here. And so we had a lot of people who tried out for the team. And, you know, we wanted, of course, to be competitive and to be, you know, competitive with some of the other athletes because, like, this is a World Cup, so these are going to be the top skaters from around the world. And it's different than the yearly championships that happen because instead of being, you know, individual local teams like Portland's Team Rose City or New York's Team Gotham, you know, it's representing the countries. So it's going to be, you know, top skaters from around the world. And so 20 skaters were selected. And after that, then Mick actually called me and she told me, you know, that I was a good skater and that I was really high on the list of alternates, which to hear from, you know, somebody who I'd been a fan of watching for years skating was, like, amazing to hear. You know, but then she also was like, you know, I've been your friend on Facebook for a while. I see what you post. I see what you represent and what you're all about. And, you know, you represent everything we want to represent as a team. And we would really like you to be our bench coach. And the bench coach is the person who I'm going to be trackside with the team, you know, watching for, watching, calling out strategies or, yelling information to the team or, giving, information to the team about what they need to know and, where to be or what to do. And then the other coach, she's kind of our team manager. She'll be there at the bench with me as well. And, we'll be putting together packs of skaters who are going to go out in the next jam. And, but my job as the bench coach is primarily to be the one who's like watching the game, watching for penalties, watching the team, watching the skaters, all of that. So it was a huge honor to be asked to be a part of the team. I was a little disappointed when I didn't make the team, but at the same time, I've only been back one season since I broke my foot and had foot surgery. And so I didn't necessarily expect to make the team anyway. And when I was told, well, you're a very good skater, I was, really excited about that too. That's kind of a nutshell, I guess, of the team.
And I also noticed in the various social media posts for the team and things like that, that you also try to raise awareness for missing and murdered Indigenous women. Is that correct?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. As I'm sure you know, that's a real problem that exists in this country and in Canada. We want to raise awareness to that issue. And we are partnering with a charity for missing and murdered Indigenous women and fundraising for that charity as well. This is a subject that affects all of us. We're all Indigenous people and Indigenous skaters, and the statistics of sexual assault among Native women are higher than they are among the non-Native populations in North America, and the statistics for missing and murdered women are higher, and a lot of those missing and murdered women, their missing cases are never investigated or they're not taken seriously by police. And, I witnessed the effects of this firsthand a few years ago when some friends of mine, their niece went missing and was found dead. And she was actually a Hollywood actress, Missy Upham. She was the niece of a friend of mine that I know through the Two-Spirited community. And, it really shook their family. And so, I witnessed the aftermath of this. And, I've thankfully not had to deal with that within my immediate family. But, within my extended Two-Spirit family and all of that, I've watched how this has happened with people. And so it's a really important issue that we all felt passionately about bringing awareness to and raising money for.
And with roller derby, it always has been kind of a little bit, a little political, a little radical with the sport, raising awareness for various issues. And it's a predominantly femme sport, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Derby is very, it's kind of an inherently political sport. The roller derby that you see today, if you're there in Portland and you go watch Rose City or any of the smaller teams in the Portland area as well, it is a political sport. It's a lot different than the derby that people remember from, the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and even the early 80s. We do skate flat track roller derby, so it's not on a banked track like people are used to seeing. And from the old sports, those who are familiar with modern derby, there are a few banked track teams in the country, but most teams around are flat track teams. And there's always been, you know, different issues. You know, WISTA, which is Women's Flat Track Derby Association, and that's the international, like, league over a lot of the teams, was one of the first women's sports who was trans-inclusive for trans women. And, you know, originally they did kind of have a really awful trans policy, gender policy. And then, you know, enough skaters were like, hey, we don't agree with this policy. And, you know, WISTA listened to the skaters and they changed the policy. And, you know, trans women are able to skate alongside cisgendered women. It's also a very queer dominated sport. That's not to say that everybody who plays roller derby is, you know, LGBT, but it is a very queer dominated sport. And, you know, as a result of the fact that, you know, it is a sport that's very dominated by that type of people, including myself, you know, we tend to be a political group of people, and we, you know, like to use this platform that we have to bring awareness to issues. You know, last year at WISTA Championships, Mick had no dapple written across her hands, and her, and she wore a strong, resilient Indigenous t-shirt out for warming up. Gotham Girls Roller Derby is the one, the New York City team. You know, they came out and skated in Black Lives Matter shirts. And so a lot of teams have been using their notoriety. Oh, sorry, my chihuahua is going crazy. But so a lot of teams have been using their notoriety, even within their communities, even if it's a small community, to raise awareness about important issues.
Well, it's really great to see, you know, different tribal nations, people from all across the globe coming together to create this Indigenous team. And so the bout that you guys are going to be, you're raising funds for. So there is an event here in Portland that's going to happen, well, in Gresham, coming up soon next weekend, to help raise funds to get you guys to England.
Yeah.
England. So that's huge. And this is the first time that you're all going to be, like, together in one place, right?
So some of our team members have met each other in person or skated against each other or even together before. But this will be the first time once we get to England. It's the World Cup is in Manchester this year, hosted by, I think, the Rainy City Roller Girls. And this will be the first time that we actually get together in one location. And we're going to have our first practice together, which, so everybody has been practicing with their own individual teams. And, you know, so it's definitely kind of hard to coordinate a global effort like this to, you know, make sure everybody's staying in shape and everybody's ready for the tournament. And all of that. I was kind of joking earlier with my friends. I just got my jerseys in the mail today, and I'm, like, never taking them off. But I was joking with some friends earlier that when I get to England, I need to, like, plant an AIM flag or something in the ground and, like, claim it for Indigenous people.
Yes, reclaim it. Colonize England.
Yeah. So, you know, it's really exciting because we've all gotten to know each other. You know, we have meetings through video chat, and so we've had several meetings where we've talked, and we've talked about, you know, our own individual cultures, because we do represent so many different nations, and we've talked about our own, our cultures, our, you know, relationship with our cultures and with our with derby, and we've talked about, you know, all kinds of stuff, and we've really, like, formed this bond as a team, even though we've never met in person yet. And so it's really exciting that we're going to be, you know, finally getting to meet in person in about a month. And, you know, I have been, you know, I've got all these people on my Facebook friends, and we've got this private group, and we've, you know, chatted about things and shared things. And so, it's really cool because we, like I said, you know, we've got this bond that we formed already, and we've never even met in person yet, not all of us together. And, you know, we'll be finally meeting together and having our very first practice in England. And then it's going to be a four-day tournament where we're going to be competing with teams from all over the world, including, you know, there's going to be a Team USA and a Team Canada and a Team Mexico. You know, North America is represented. But we also, there will be, you know, a Team Poland and a Team Russia and a Team Japan. And so, you know, I'm going to get to be there with athletes from all over the world, which is really cool and really exciting. And it's just this amazing opportunity. And some of our skaters did previously skate for Team Canada or Team USA, and our skater from Argentina skated for Team Argentina at the last World Cup. So all of us are really excited to be doing this and representing Indigenous people. And we've talked about it, and you know, we're going to be wearing our some of our traditional clothing for the opening ceremonies. And you know, I plan on wearing my Apache style moccasins the whole weekend. I'm bringing my skates too, because even though I'm the bench coach, I'm not going to bring my skates. You know, I'm also going to probably have them on during practice so that I can, you know, help with practice. But you know, well, during the actual tournament, I'm going to be wearing my Apache style moccasins and face paint, and you know, it's going to be just an amazing experience. I can't wait.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be truly amazing. And again, it's great to have Indigenous people's representation at a world gathering event. So we're really excited to hear about it and excited to help in any way we can. So for people who are interested in finding out more information about Team Indigenous and what y'all are up to, where can we find you?
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. And we also have a website. We've also got some really rad shirts that are for sale. We've got T-shirts and tank tops for sale that have our logo, Team Indigenous logo, on the front. I ordered my grandma one for Christmas because she paid for my passport. So I, you know, ordered my grandma a Team Indigenous shirt for Christmas. If you can look us up on Facebook on Team Indigenous Roller Derby, and I believe if you look up Team Indigenous Roller Derby on Instagram, like one word, that's where you'll find us on Instagram. And I think our website might be Team Indigenous RD, but I can't be positive. So if you go to our website, or if you go to our Facebook, it'll have our website and the link to purchase our shirts off the website and all of that on there. And you know, you can follow us, follow what we're doing. We've, you know, been posting a lot of updates, you know, skater profiles and, you know, about each individual skater and member of the team. You know, 'cause we're all part of the team. Even the two of us who are, you know, bench coach and the manager, you know, we're still all part of this team. And so, you know, you can learn a little bit more about each one of us. There's even trading cards you can buy that have all of us on them.
Ooh.
And I was so excited when I saw the trading card, because I never in my life thought I would be on a sports trading card. And here I am in my roller skates and my, you know, this picture of me, I'm on a trading card, and in the back of it is written in both English and Apache. And you know, it's really exciting. And you know, hopefully when by the time that the next World Cup rolls around, maybe I'll make the team and I'll be actually skating next time during the tournament. You know, like I said, I've been involved with roller derby for a very long time, but I shattered my foot in a non-derby related injury a few years ago, and I ended up having to have surgery. And so this year was my first year back on skates after having part of a bone removed out of my foot.
Oof.
And I, you know, wasn't about to let that stop me from continuing playing the sport that I love and enjoy. So, you know, I'm just like so excited and honored to be, you know, given this opportunity to travel with this amazing team, with these amazing athletes, and to show up to the World Cup of this sport that I love so much and be there and be indigenous and be unapologetic about it and, you know, remind everybody that we are the First Nations people of the lands that, you know, they're coming from too. And, you know, because there is a Team USA, there is a Team New Zealand, there is a Team Canada. And we're going to be there and say, yeah, well, we're the first people from where your team's from, you know. And so that's really exciting, and that's really going to be an amazing experience, I think.
Oh, absolutely. And we look forward to seeing you and the team's future endeavors and adventures as you go off to England and beyond. So we're excited to see where this goes. And so January 13th is Decolonize Roller Derby, a fundraiser to help Team Indigenous. So that's Saturday, January 13th, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Gresham Skate World. Tickets are available online for purchase, and I believe you can get them at the door. And the theme is heroes versus villains. So come on down and see some local skaters who are going to be doing a very special bout to help support Team Indigenous. And part of the proceeds will go to Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women USA. And they will also have merchandise available for purchase and a raffle happening. So again, that's Saturday, January 13th at 5 p.m. at Gresham Skate World. If you check out our Facebook page, Rose City Native Radio, we've posted the Facebook event there. So buy your tickets, come on down, come support Indigenous Roller Derby, Decolonizing Roller Derby and beyond, and help Laura and the rest of Team Indigenous colonize England's roller skate rinks. Laura, thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Hidden.
Coming up next, this is Knock O'Bear and Medicine for the People with Vultures of Culture here on Rose City Native Radio.
Making a profit, capitalizing on it, and all the the wild trampoline on everything that is sacred, and it all starts to make sense. Why the Western man destroys things he doesn't understand, it all starts to make sense. All these patterns and wasteful destructive practices. Living like a third world country inside this country. Hope the government puts the people in poverty, and it bothers me when the people are going hungry and going for companies that got the government full of groceries. It's disgusting how you can do nothing and complain about the situation in which you're living, and it all starts to make sense. The vultures are culture and they're picking on all my friends. It all starts to make sense. All indigenous and present men. Well, I dedicate my life to the people who need the light. Help them rise above the scam on the land and their lives. And I'm plotting like a knife all the lies by the slide. Independent of this democracy is really worth the fight. My request is reasonable, a sharp, undefeatable, ambitious, deep, moving towards solutions that are feasible. It's unbelievable. All the slow moving people, they could care less just as long as they are comfortable. Man, it's unforgivable because the conditions now are critical. Whether or not you're ready, we are now approaching the pinnacle. It's difficult to say exactly what to do, but the change begins with me, and I'll reflect it back to you, and you, and you, and you, and use your ability to choose. Come on, man, make the movement move. It all starts to make sense. It all starts to make sense. With all these omens and the moon phase we're in, it all starts to make sense. Well, I dedicate my life to the people who need the light. Help them rise above the scam on the land and their lives. And I'm cutting like a knife all the lies by the slice. Independent of this democracy is really worth the fight. My request is reasonable, a tribe undefeatable. Ambitious, deep, moving towards solutions that are feasible. It's unbelievable. All the slow-moving people, naked, careless, just as long as they are comfortable. Man, that's unforgivable because the conditions now are critical. Whether or not you're ready, we are now approaching the pinnacle. It's difficult to say exactly what to do, but the change begins with me, and I reflect it back to you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. Use your ability to choose. It all starts to make sense. It all starts to make sense.
Slowly falling into the sea. Heal my soul. Hope to restore. Was it awful? are we slowly falling into the sea? Hail, Michael, hope to a soul. What is it all for? How could we know? Each step we took in the land, it would grow. Sky, let us sleep safe tonight. Mother Earth, Father Sky, let us sleep safe tonight. Mother Earth, Father Sky, let us sleep safe tonight.
That was Ray Zaragoza with Red Moon. And before that, Nako Bear and Medicine for the People with Vultures of Culture. Coming up next, we're going to try a little something new for the new year. This is a segment I like to call Tradish Talk, where we highlight Indigenous languages, and you get to learn something, so it's a win-win for everybody. This one is from Nana Buju, so you're going to learn a little Ojibwe.
Are you all set? Okay, I'm just going to get going then. Hey, Buju! Welcome to Buju Nana Buju, a New Year's Eve special. I'm going to start right off by saying, Mino Oshki Baboon, Happy New Year. Mino Oshki Baboon, Happy New Year. And that's our Ojibwe phrase today. Mino Oshki Baboon. Oh, and what a year it's been. All right, you ready to count down? We're going to count down from 10 in Ojibwe Moan. All right. Ready? Okay, let's do this. Midaswi, Jangaswi. Nijwaswi, Nijwaswi, Ngodwaswi, Nanan, Niwin, Niswe, Nij, Bejig, Mino Oshki Baboon. Happy New Year!
Should I regret and speak for God had never brought to mind?
Mino Oshki Baboon, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year's! Ah!
And thank you for watching Buju Nano Buju, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I'd like to thank Natasha for her song, and I will see you again. Giga Waba Min, Minowa Hoa!
So, that was the first episode of Tradish Talk, and we learned how to say Happy New Year in Ojibwe. Mino Oshki Baboon, everybody. If you like that segment, let us know. Facebook.com/Rose City Native Radio. Coming up next, this is Jeremy Dutcher with Honor Song. Thank you.
you seen a your short long life? Where did your tiny feet roam? All the things you have done on top of being a wife, a mother, a daughter, a home. What have you seen in your short long life? What has your heart overcome? The traditional ways that are hidden away can be revived by the beat of a drum.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. If you know of any musicians, if you're a musician, if you're a storyteller, or know of any Indigenous events happening in the Portland area and beyond, please email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. We'll see you next week, Indian Country. This is Quantum Tangle with Tiny Hands, by the way. See you next week.
What have you heard in your short long life? When did they silence your voice? The stories they spun made you swallow your tongue, made you feel like it was your choice.
The preceding program was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. More audio can be found online at kboo.fm.
KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM, and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
I'm Doug McVeigh, host of Free Culture Radio. Every month, we bring you 30 minutes of news and information about people who use drugs, as we discuss topics like safe supply, safe consumption spaces, decriminalization, legalization, harm reduction, human rights, civil rights, and much more. Tune in and listen to Free Culture Radio on the third Wednesday of each month from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Pacific here on KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM.
Can't get good reception of KBOO on your radio? Just type in www.kboo.fm on your PC or laptop.